And when God sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, lest they stretch forth their hand and take also from the tree of life to eat and live forever, he stationed at the east of the Garden of Eden, at the gate to the garden, he stationed the Kruvim, Es ha-kruvim ve-es lahat ha-cherva misapechas, the cherubs that also have fiery turning swords, to prevent access to the tree of life, to prevent them from once again entering the Garden of Eden. One of the most mysterious verses in the entire Bible. Because God didn't want us to yet eat from the tree of life in a way that we would live forever after chasing us out of the Garden of Eden. So he stationed at the entrance to the garden to prevent our access, our ability to eat from that tree of life. He stationed cherubs, winged angels, cherubs holding fiery rotating swords. What does all of this mean? For years I wondered about this mysterious sword, these mysterious rotating swords that the cherubs are holding to guard access to the Garden of Eden. What are these fiery rotating swords? These rotating swords that if we manage somehow to traverse them, to get by them, and glimpse into the Garden of Eden, we could taste of the Tree of Life. Are these swords supposed to prevent our access definitively, totally? Or is there somehow a way to circumvent these winged gatekeepers? Or maybe I thought for a while that these fiery, turning, rotating swords are not just the obstacle that prevent us from entering the garden, but maybe somehow they themselves are also the portal. Maybe these flaming rotating swords are also the way to get in. Maybe that's the deeper meaning of what it means that they're turning and rotating. Cherv hamitapechas. And then I found that the Rambam Maimonides, in his introduction to the guy, the perplexed, says exactly this, but he says it in an absolutely incredible way. He says that the cherubs holding these rotating swords are our own minds. They are our own capacity to think and meditate. The deciding factor of whether we will allow the truth to dazzle us gradually, the deciding factor of whether we will have flashes of lightning to shine up the truth of reality, or will have a crystal stone that will allow us to illuminate the world around us and be able to perceive God and have an open conduit of our minds to allow God to come into us and for us to actually be in the Garden of Eden. Or not, or whether we'll remain in darkness, God just being some kind of infinite, aloof, transcendent being that we don't really ever have a deep connection with. The thing that decides that is our own brains, our own minds are the cherubs with the flame of the rotating sword. You see, the Rambam is explaining, and it's explained at length in Chassidus as well, that the Garden of Eden is not a place. It's a state that the soul is in. It's a type of vision, a way of looking at the world. When one allows one's mind to rest in God, to be able to see the truth of God in the world, one has used the flame of the rotating sword to allow one to have a glimpse into the tree of life, to partake of the tree of life and connect to God. But if one's mind flitters and flutters and one allows one's mind to rest in its natural state of just seeing the world around us and enjoying just what meets our eyes, then one has been chased out of the Garden of Eden. Every moment in our lives that we find utter perfection and bliss can be utilized to access God's light, to enter the Garden of Eden, realizing that they themselves are revelations of the light of God, and we just need to focus our mind on experiencing God through the experiences that we have in daily life. Or our minds, the cherub swords, can rotate, can keep us grounded within the world, fulfilled and satisfied with only the physical, sensual plane of being. And then they prevent our access to the Garden of Eden, where God is openly revealed. Experiencing the sunshiny day of God, or being shrouded in the dark, is all based, says the Rambam, on our own minds. They are the rotating sword. In the words of Hafiz, "Where are the tidings of union that I may arise? Forth from the dust I will rise up to welcome thee. My soul, like a homing bird yearning for paradise, shall arise and soar from the snares of the world set free." Heaven is indeed, the Rambam says, a place on earth. May we train ourselves to dwell in heaven while on earth, and thereby hasten the day when Mashiach comes, and we will see that all of reality is the Garden of Eden, not just in our mind, but with our physical eyes.